Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I put my feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving, you keep on hitting. Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you. You know I'm cool when I ain't waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. Tripped on your love, now I'm addicted.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving, you keep on hitting. Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
That's some kind of love, baby. Trip, trip. That's the type of love, made me trip, trippin' on you. It's big enough, made me trip, trip. It's big enough, got me trippin' on you.
I'm done trippin', I'm trippin'. I've been trippin', that's how I control this feeling you keep giving, you keep on getting it, ooh, oh.
Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you.
My bad, but trippin' on you.
One, two, one, two.
Hakim Nuba, God dog. Happy New Year, boy.
Hey, Happy New Year's.
Man, we made it. We made it up into 2020. Wow. It's been a lot going on, too. How was your holiday?
It was good. A little busy, but good. You know, I got to spend some time with my boys, and couldn't ask for anything more than that.
I saw that picture of that oldest son. He sure is handsome. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Just turned 20, New Year's Eve.
You know what they say about cute kids? They pick out funny-looking parents.
Well, I guess I'll cover the funny looking part because he looks just like his mama, just a lighter brown version.
Gotcha. Well, that's a blessing, New Year's Eve, to have a son turn 20 in 2020. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh,
well,
yeah.
We are back here, relentless. We at it again. HubNet Online Radio, Shoebox Talk. This is the first show of the year. I want to say, send a shout out to all the folks that's listening, to all the peeps that's been asking when we're going to get it going again. I also want to send a special shout out to Vi from Vi Reality Show. I hope she's listening and she's doing good. Hopefully she'll call in tonight and speak on some things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, tonight
actually,
is
I think
news.
She may be working tonight.
Oh, okay. Tonight is HubNet News, and we're trying to update and talk about the stuff that's been going on. Woo! It's been going down in these here United States.
Well, before you get started, let's bring in Brother Darius. He's here early.
Okay.
As always. Brother Darius, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. It's not too late for Happy New Year. Not too late for y'all to get y'all a president, vice president, ball for being a president in 20.
I'm looking at it because it's not too late. Good. Yeah, it's not looking too good. We around here, we ain't hardly got no allies left. Folks looking at us like we crazy. Wow.
NATO's going to be next.
Yeah. So, first of all, before we get started, because we only got an hour show, I wanted to get in. First of all, Happy New Year. How was your holiday?
My holidays was good. Spending time with family and happy to say my grandma got herself a new car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Leaving the Cadillac dealership, it was bitter.
Okay.
But
well,
she got a new Jeep Cherokee and she likes it.
That's
what counts. Right.
Yeah.
That's she has to be the one that like it, not what everybody else thinks. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Well,
I've been trying to, you know, ignore the news and try to do some look at positive stuff, but every time I look on social media, it's always something.
Yeah. I've tried that too. It don't work because then I get the news updates on my tablet, on my both of my phones, and I'd be like, what? Then I got to go on CNN and see what's going on, you know?
Well,
so that don't work for me either.
I guess after that, we talked about 45, I got probably update. We talked about R. Kelly's girlfriend's getting into it.
Go ahead. Start off with R. Kelly.
Okay. This surfaced today. I think this was his birthday of all days. I have
today's
a Twitter page. I think so.
Huh. Okay.
But anyway, I was on Twitter and R. Kelly was trending. And I thought, okay, something else is probably coming up about the case. No, it was Azriel and Jocelyn, they got into it, I guess, at his mansion, Trump Tower. And I guess it's finally, I think Jocelyn or either, I think Azriel has got to her breaking point about the whole R. Kelly situation because she finally know the truth. And it led out to a huge fight.
She's just learning the truth, huh?
Well, it's about time.
Yeah,
she's
full of it.
So she's just now learning the truth. What you mean she's just now learning the truth?
She finally got common sense in her brain. She'd been brainwashed by R. Kelly the whole time. Now she finally sees it. And she said, both of them were minors when R. Kelly had sex with both of them. I said, we kind of knew that from all his other previous victims.
Is that what she's saying?
I inboxed the whole fight. It was on Instagram. and I put it in the inbox for y'all to see it before the show.
Yeah,
I'm about to do some research on that. Like a physical fight?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't show it. The camera was down. You really couldn't see. That's why if you look at the actual footage, well, one of them scallywags was had a Instagram live going on or Facebook live, one of them live, and he ran into the other, and one chick smacked the phone out the other, and then you hear the scuffle in the background, and I can fight, but I'm calling I'm still calling 911. Just a bunch of ratchetness. Bunch of stupidity. It's a hot mess. Hot mess.
Wow.
But I'm glad Darius, because R. Kelly has a lot going on.
What's going on with R. Kelly?
Well, just around him, first to start it off, Latina Carter, who was R. Kelly's hairstylist back in the day, said she recalls meeting Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child and recalls her, saying, hey, wait a minute, man. How old is this little girl?
Michelle, hold on. The hairstylist said that she remembered she remembered meeting Michelle Williams and
from
saying, how old is this? And saying when she said how old is this girl, she was talking about Michelle Williams.
No, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child ran into R. Kelly and his hairstylist, was a little ass girl. And Michelle Williams said at the time she was no more than 23, 24 herself, and she was looking like, well, what is this damn girl you running around here with? And this was back in the early 2000s. So, it's a lot going on. And the reason why R. Kelly is trending, because, as we all know, Surviving R. Kelly Part 2 started about a week or so ago. And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, yeah, where y'all been at? Where y'all been at? Well, the promo started last week. Let me just say that. And the first thing out the gate is R. Kelly's ex-wife has jumped out the gates, saying that she is going to sue Lifetime for their trailer for part two of Surviving R. Kelly, and talking about how misleading it is, and it puts her in a bad light and all this other crap. So
I knew that she was gonna come, because I kept saying, there's no way that wife, as bad as she was treated, didn't see something. Now she all up on the first one. She all up on there crying and acting brand new. I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
She knew them little girls was up in there. She knew exactly what R. Kelly was doing, and she turned the other cheek so that she could continue to live the way she lived, or whatever the reasons are. But there's no way you could be married and be there while all this is going on and not know it. That's crazy. No.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know what Lifetime is. Okay, so Lifetime. I'm confused. Lifetime got the series part two going.
It's about to drop. So they've been running trailer. Lifetime's been running their promo for about a week now about the coming of part two. Because part one, you can actually Netflix pick it up. You can actually watch it on Netflix. But part two is coming out because, again, there's more charges, there's more stuff. Let me tell you something. R. Kelly has so much shit in his closet that they can run up to about five over the next 10 years. We're never going to get to the end of it. I've seen interviews 3 years ago of a young lady that he picked up who talks about how he liked to be fingered while he jacked off. And that was on BET. and that was in 2017. So, you know, then there's the tranny rumor, the tranny that, that's been with R. Kelly, Puff Daddy, and a couple other people. So it's we can go on and on and
there's
on
a,
with these
wait,
nasty ass artists.
There's a tranny with Puff Daddy and R. Kelly.
Yeah, it's, oh my God. Okay, there's a tranny from like 10 years ago who's been
oh,
who's
wow.
been running around. Wendy Williams has paraded this woman around from, well, whatever it is, for years now. Tranny wrote a book about all the celebrities she slept with. So, I mean, there's just so many different stories out there. And you can't lie, you got pictures with them, you know. And there's another popular tranny, Something Star, who's from Taye Diggs to Puff Daddy. Everybody knew Puff Daddy runs around with trannies. That ain't no secret. So, you know, he's been hugged up, seen with them. Out and about with them, you know, and we're thinking that they're just some model we picked up. Gonna find out, I got an Adam's apple. So there you go.
Wow.
But yeah, it's you know that's just the nature of the beast. For that kind of lifestyle.
Aside from that, y'all don't think that a lot of people, and I'm not gonna just say people of color, because it's we out front, but there's people behind the scenes that are not necessarily of color. You don't think that people are taking advantage of this situation to get on TV, to get recognized, to get, you know, money, to tell their story? And you don't know. My thing is you don't know who's telling the truth and who's not.
Well, my thing is this. Yes, you're absolutely right. But good for them. Go get that money. Because if the celebrity wasn't stupid, it wouldn't be an opportunity to get money. All right?
And
well,
can I say
this?
I
yeah.
wish it was Aaliyah was alive.
In R. Kelly's defense, and this is the only part
the hell
that
he
I
get
can
a defense.
Defend on. He has a defense.
Stay your peace.
The idiot, this stuff that's going on now, the idiot, when he got off on the first case, he thought that he was untouchable. He thought that was it. He wouldn't go. He could do whatever. He got off the chain there. You know, he just lost his mind. He thought that he could never get caught, or it was accepted, or whatever his throat offness sickness was. If he had ever thought that he was going to be in the situation he's in now, he wouldn't have done half the stuff he done did all these years. See, that stuff caught up with him, and now he's sitting up looking like stupid, you know?
Well, the issue is he never stopped.
No.
He has a serious mental illness or some kind of condition. I don't even care. I say put a bullet in him and throw him in a hole somewhere. You know, there's too many people he's hurt, and he's been getting away with it too long. He's not going to stop. I hope Big Bubba and them is spreading them cheeks for him real good, buttering them biscuits.
Okay,
so
okay,
hold
on. I got my church finger up. R. Kelly's defense.
Here we go. You say church and R. Kelly in the same word. You already messed up.
I'm still team R. Kelly.
That's fine. You can love his music all he wants because he sung lots of church music.
I'm not talking about his music. I'm talking about the fact that even though he's sick and he has been messing around with these kids all this time, there has been people around helping him. There has been some of these young hot ass girls running to R. Kelly too. So I'm riding with R. Kelly on some of this. He's been sick.
Okay.
I remember the police officer in Chicago. He wasn't the police chief. He was one of the officers, the detectives or whatever. He was like, he was interviewing. He said, yeah, everybody knew R. Kelly when he was. Before he got famous, he used to hang around at the mall, and they used to be having riots and stuff because R. Kelly was there. And he said it was like impossible to keep these girls from going to this dude. We just basically gave
now,
him
we,
up.
Are we talking about girls, or are we talking about women?
Because
if we're talking about anything, if it's a kid, then we okay. Where are we at in the world where we are going to blame the children? Because they're children.
No, I don't
like
blame
Harris
the kids.
I
don't blame the kids. I blame the kids' parents.
Okay. Now, any parent knows you can't keep your eye on those kids 24/7. But the minute you found out what was going on and you didn't go shoot up the town, something the hell wrong with you.
Listen, the one girl that was standing out there for his case that was on the part one, the little girl that she said she was skipping school and everything, how about her mama was out there with her?
Mm-hmm.
Her mama was out there with her, holding up signs for R. Kelly and talking to R. Kelly when he came out of court.
Yeah, gravy train.
You know?
Gravy train.
Some of these parents, they, listen, y'all can sit up and say what you want to say. Kids is going to be kids, especially a hot-ass girl. But some of these parents wasn't right either. That's the only reason I ride with R. Kelly. Some of these, not only the parents, but the people that work for him, adults, knew what was going on. And everybody turned their cheek and let R. Kelly do what he did so they can get paid. Bottom line. So, I don't care who don't like him, but that's the truth. R. Kelly ain't smart enough to do all that stuff himself. He got people he paid. Where's your morals at, right? You know you's a grown-ass man, and R. Kelly done gave you, you know, a couple of $1,000 or whatever to go pick up these girls. You couldn't have called the hotline or nothing to report. Couldn't nobody report his ass?
Hell no. That man paid. Because they are a piece of shit's going to always surround itself with a piece of shit. So...
But somebody, all these years, we're not talking about now. R. Kelly's situation, you look at Weinstein, and Weinstein, I always say his name wrong, and this dude is in court now. His stuff has been probably longer than they stuff. And ain't nobody said nothing?
Janet, let me just say this.
No, I hope all them parents, and I'm going to just say this because I can go on the show. It's not about R. Kelly tonight. But all I know... is my mama, if I had been locked up in that building on part one, the series that I saw, that whole building would have been burnt down. She'd have been interviewing from the damn, in an orange jumpsuit from behind bars. Let me had been up in a building, and my mama and daddy is outside throwing rocks at the window, baby. No, that whole building would have been burnt down, and she'd have been up in jail interviewing. Well, she didn't come out, so... I had to burn the building down. Huh?
Well,
Can I keep it real with you? Can I keep it fake? People want to be up on TV and be politically correct, but they got paid for lifetimes today telling their story. Matter of fact, I think I need me some change. Let me get on over here and say, me and R. Kelly did XYZ so I can get me about $50,000. You know? It's ridiculous. That's the only reason I rise with R. Kelly. He's been sick. And everybody knew about it. And ain't nobody, the brothers was trying to tell folks when he was with the Republic. And nobody want to listen. Right? So then here he is as a young dude up at a young 20-year-old man up at the middle school with the middle school kids. And the police, the Chicago Police Department knew about it. So anyway, we enabled him. We us adults and black folks enabled him, and now we want to sit up and get everybody about to get paid off of R. Kelly, and he's about to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Good.
He's already there. And he ain't coming out. He keep trying to petition this court, and the worst part is he got issues in multiple states. So he's never come home. You're never going to see his ass on the bricks again. When he gets through with one state, he's going to get transferred to the next, to the next, to the next. So he is a serial sexual predator of minors.
This is what I hope. I hope R. Kelly, when he goes down, I hope he brings everybody down with him that knew about what he was doing, including that wife.
Hey, Janet.
Janet,
I was going to say this. I said, I wish Ali was alive to tell her side of the story.
Oh, we knew it back then. They all up on
Yeah,
TV.
I know. I said, I wish she was alive now to tell her side of the story.
And I guarantee you her parents knew, too.
Yeah, her parents knew. Her parents knew,
they
but I don't
paid.
See Aaliyah telling that story because Aaliyah was over and done with it and moved on with her life. She died an engaged woman.
Yep.
So she was done with it. She got something out of it, and it made her, he made her a star. And she was able to drop his ass and finesse herself into an amazing career. I don't see her wanting even to talk about it because it would have blemished herself. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I don't see her wanting to talk about it.
Nobody's thinking about morals right now. Everybody's thinking they'd offer Leah about $5 million to tell her story. She'd have told it. Money talk bullshit.
Well, you don't think people have? There's people there's people who've been covering this story for 20 something years. She never wanted to even say his name. All she would say is, I moved on from that. My fiance is Damon Dash. That's the way she kept it. She didn't need anybody to buy her she didn't want to talk about it because she had a reputation. She had an image. And she had a brand to protect. Now, her parents should be shoved in a wood chipper. And just to put the cherry on top, they added charges for R. Kelly falsifying documents and bribing officials to make the marriage happen. So he's never coming home. He's never coming home. So, you know, but we got like a little over a half an hour. We gotta move on from. We can talk about Kelly to cows come on. That piece of dirt.
Okay.
Oh, and just a real quick before we bounce off of there, the two goofball chicks, they were rumbling at Trump Tower. If that ain't the icing on the goddamn cake.
What they doing at the Trump Tower?
Well, they're in Chicago.
No, that's in New York.
I don't know. Trump
Tower's in New York, baby.
Trump Tower condo Wednesday afternoon.
That's in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, his two girlfriends who are still spending money that he says he no longer has. So, Azriel Clary and Jocelyn Savage. Yeah, well, she got the right names.
Wow.
They got the right names. Savage.
Black people.
All right.
Black people.
Yeah, what else y'all got? I ain't claiming them. The white man can have them.
Well, all I'm going to say is about 45. It's not even the first week in the whole new year, and he started problems with Iran. And I'm saying, what in the world is wrong with this man? Thing is, we were not no imminent threat. I don't believe it for a fact.
Oh, neither did a whole bunch of people.
This nothing but a distraction.
He sat up there and said exactly what he did. He sat up there and said that Obama's going to do it. And Obama never did do it. So he had been planning on sometime during his presidency to make this happen. And all it is smoke and mirrors so he can stall from him getting impeached.
It's going to be on his record.
Do it so he could get reelected. And what did he do? He turned around and he's so stupid. He turned around and did exactly what he said Obama was going to do.
But he didn't. But Janet, he didn't have to do that because the Senate was going to probably bail him out anyway.
No, he's not going to get out.
He was impeached. Nothing's changing there. He's in the records now. But it's just he wouldn't be removed.
The Senate was not going to remove
him.
No
way.
It's a done deal.
Criminal. Regardless if he get a second term or not, when he's done, he's going to be in the court for the rest of his life for the shit that he done did.
I think Mitch McConnell could receive a videotape tomorrow morning. Mitch McConnell could get a videotape tomorrow morning of Donald Trump locked in a hotel room with 10 dead hookers and him putting dick rubbers on roosters, and they still going to fight for his ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
The GOP is about their money. They don't care about the people here in the United States. And matter of fact, you got 15 Republican senators up for re-election come November. 15.
And they're gonna vote for their asses too.
Well, right now it's about them trying to save the Senate. They know the House is lost. The Senate is probably lost. Mitch McConnell, I don't think he's going to be around because all reports are saying that lady he's running against is probably going to overtake him.
Amy McGrath.
Yeah. So
she lost by 1 or 2 points in the House.
Yeah. So and you know it's I think she's going to have a better shot running for the Senate than she would the House because the House running to become a House of Representatives is different from running in the Senate. Because in the Senate, you get to travel and push for the whole state to support you. When you're dealing with the House, you're dealing with a district. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
I'm hoping
so
the Democrats can keep the House.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they keep it.
Well, they are. I mean, it's just looking at how many Republicans are not. Like Will Hurd and a couple of those assholes, they're not going for reelection. I think it's up to 8 of them now. So and the people, they left the Republican Party flat-footed because they don't really have anybody trained up to take these guys to take over those seats. So the Democratic Party better have their stuff together, especially in Texas. Because I'm just about done with Texas.
I'm sorry to interrupt. There's a man running in for Lindsey Graham's seat in South Carolina. He's a black man, I can't think of his name, but he might have a shot.
I need you to post that information in the group, his information, so people will know about him. Does they
I can
show
do that
the vote?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham is a turd bot.
I'll bring it up. I'll put it in the group as soon as this is over. I'll bring it up.
Black folks need to know that.
Okay, I'll
do it. They received their briefing today where they were locked in a closed room and they talked to Pompeo and a couple other people and they were given this bullshit reason of why they went and killed that dude. And
they didn't have
of course, most of the Republicans came out with Trump nuts hanging from the chin.
Except for two, which was
Mike Lee or whatever his damn name is. The dude Mike, I can't remember his last. I always screw up his last name, but he is a Trump butt kisser. Except this one, that's the first time I've ever seen this man say one bad thing about this administration. And Rand Paul, who's a libertarian, he's just like his father. I knew he wasn't going to like this shit because he don't. Unless you come over here and blow up something, he's not going to support any kind of war. You know, he's just like his father.
The thing is, why would you bomb another country? And I talked to a friend about this. You do that, they have a right to defend themselves. Now,
no,
when
he
I
did
was
more
there,
than bomb the country. He killed their.
I'm sorry. He killed Soleimani. But
he won. That's what he won. Really, if this dude here strategy is, he don't have no. First of all, he doesn't have any military background. You know what I'm saying? This is like some Joe Blow walk up the street. Don't even understand. Anytime that you're making these decisions and you're not even consulting with
the House and the Senate, I have a problem with that. Here's the problem. Those assholes brought him options. Hey, this guy's over in Iraq. And he's meeting with such and such. He's on his way to the airport. Here's some options. What do you want to do? And if they actually included an option they thought was too great, too crazy for even him. And he said, let's go with that one.
Okay,
and you know what?
That's not consulting with your top people to strategize how to get this done. That's somebody
bringing
him.
No, you understand. The top people brought it to him. And then when he picked it, Mike Pompeo said, hey, it's a great idea, boss. The vice president.
Pompeo.
It's a great idea, boss.
That's not the story I got the story that this year ain't talked to nobody.
No, that is, then did someone misinformed you? Because the only people he didn't talk to was the Democrats. Lindsey Graham told me I knew about a week ago. Remember, Lindsey Graham came and said, oh, yeah, I knew about a week ago when we were playing golf. You know, he found out 2 days ago. Yeah, I know. This is my third report on it. I know. What I'm trying to tell you is the people that you're saying that the big bosses, the secretaries, and all, they were in the room with them. Mike Pompeo is now being called the most powerful Secretary of State since Kissinger. He is the new face of this thing because he blessed it and he co-signed it. Now, you know what would have stopped it? If he would have said, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, if you do this, I'm walking. And Trump would have backed down. He's the only person Trump has left that he trusts.
Trump would have backed down. He'd have still got it done.
Yeah, well, we had too many straw men in there.
Well, he wasn't.
There's a process.
You can't just consult with the generals and shit. You got to get with the Congress and stuff like that to be sending
He's supposed to have went over there
to another country killing somebody. What's wrong with you?
But see, now I'm going to tell you why. What's the word we've been hearing for the last 3 or 4 days? He was a terrorist. Okay? The War Powers Act says that we can do preemptive strikes on known terrorists who are plotting to harm Americans. This man worked with terrorists, but guess what? So do we. This man was a general. The head general of a state. You're not supposed to do that without declaring war. Basically, he committed war crimes.
Yeah.
Why do you think the first thing Saturday morning or Sunday morning, Canada, Italy, France, and England, they wouldn't talk to Mike Pompeo? He gave him the cold shoulder because he participated in the act of war. And if you watch The View the other day, you see John McCain's little retarded-ass daughter arguing with, what's the sister, Elizabeth Warren. The woman, Elizabeth Warren. Because Elizabeth Warren said, I'm not going to call him a terrorist. He worked with terrorists. See, the Republicans, they want to call everything that they don't like a terrorist to have justification for blowing up some shit. This man wasn't a terrorist. He worked with terrorists. So who are we on the ground talking to right now? Because remember, 6 months ago, we pulled all our people out of there. So we have nobody to negotiate with Iran. Who's talking to Iran right now on our behalf other than the Swiss?
Right.
Guess who? The Taliban. Holy shit, I thought the Taliban was the bad guys. I thought we don't work with terrorists. But that's who's on the ground. That's all we got left. See, this motherfucker's dumb as dishwater. He does things and don't think them out. He was supposed to notify the Gang of Eight, which is the two most powerful in the Senate, the two most powerful in the House on both sides. That's eight, the Gang of Eight. And he's supposed to sit them down and say, listen, I'm about to do this shit. And it was their opportunity to then go back to their parties and say, look, we need to stop them. He didn't do that. He told only a handful of Republicans that he was cool with.
And how can
in terms
thing
of,
about he was at Mar-a-Lago, he golfing and waving at
people are getting blown up. Now, here's the funny part. Remember, it was a multi-purpose for doing it. One, he was getting called a pussy all over the world because they done shot down our shit. They done shot down one of our drones. They done blew up a boat somewhere. They done did all this stuff. And he kept talking about fire and blood, and he would do nothing. They were calling him a straight punk. They called him a Twitter tiger. The dude he blew up called him a Twitter tiger right around Thanksgiving.
And Hakim, let me add this.
Well, hold on. You gotta understand something. The reason why he did this is to take the conversation off impeachment for the new year.
Yes, absolutely.
Because New Year's Day,
New
Year's Day, he's standing beside his wife in a tuxedo saying, "We don't want a war. We want peace with Iran."
Right.
Huh? What happened in a week?
Right.
You know? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Derek.
Yep.
Now, okay, now, this one Iranian leader said, and I'm in a political group, and I read this. He said this was when Trump did that, killing their leader, military leader. He said this was not about the American people. This was about Trump personally and Pompeo.
Exactly.
And here's the thing, and I'm going one step further. They put up at least $80 million to try to kill him personally. That means that they're going to try to go after his properties.
Well,
so,
the
$80 million
is a bounty.
Yeah, but my, you know, my worst fear is
we
I,
have
and
an
I, I'm
$80 million bounty on this general.
$80 million bounty on Trump.
Yeah.
Who put
yeah,
an $80 million bounty on Trump?
Iran. But here's my point.
Ain't enough money.
But here's my thing. I'm afraid that if Trump goes to a rally, I'm afraid Iran gonna try to go on social media and radicalize somebody here in the United States when he has a rally somewhere in the country and try to get and kill him in front
Listen,
of everybody.
This sounds really messed up because I've been feeling the same way. Like the dude is an idiot. And he don't need to be the president, but I don't want to see the man die.
I'm fearing that.
Well, let me say this, and I do not. and the words expressed by Hakim Nuba is not on behalf of him. That's where the shoebox talk. I'm already wiretapped. But let me tell you something. The federal government knows my name. Trust me.
What you about to say?
Let me tell you something, and I hope Pastor Dante isn't listening. Is going to play this back or nothing? But the day that orange polar baboon shit kicks the bucket and moves on to the next dimension, I'm going to dance the Irish jig.
You
understand,
Janet? You might have a 2 or 3 hour show the day if he resigns.
Let me tell you
right.
something. If I was the president, his ass would come up missing. If I thought I could be president, I would run just for the first day to make his ass go bye bye. Then I'm gonna quit the next morning.
Yeah.
After wiring a whole gang of money to my shit. After getting some insider trading on some shit.
But you know the thing is, people don't, and what is Trump supporters don't realize, you know, we're under a $1 trillion deficit right now.
Here's
the problem.
Family,
we're going to be under a $2 trillion. That number is up higher for 2020, Darius. That was $1 trillion last year. The minute he signed the new tax law, that meant money going in all last year ain't make it to the goddamn to the Department of Treasury because he gave all them tax breaks.
Yeah.
So this year, by the end of this year, that number gets W. The Republicans can't call themselves conservatives anymore. Because you just
they
put us in the hole.
They haven't been conservative. They can't talk about Obama.
They weren't conservative when Bush was in, because Bush, you know, he used Social Security as collateral from borrowing money from China. Why do you think it's so hard for people to get Social Security now? You could have half your ass hanging, two teeth in your mouth, and no eyebrows and shit, and be dying in 3 weeks, and they won't cut. They reject you and make you have to appeal it, and you got to wait 2 years. They slowed it down, hoping people won't come back because the money just ain't there anymore. It's fucking illusion.
Mm-hmm. This country, man, on that note, we got a lot of people going to other countries, African black folks going to Africa, having dual citizenships, which I think is genius. Just in case you got to give up, throw two up in the air, two down, got to get up out of here because it's just getting really, it's getting really ridiculous. You have the option to be able to go live somewhere else and be in another country, be in Africa or wherever else, and live peacefully and live good. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? You know, I don't know about the United States. It's not looking too good. And then I'm thinking,
it's not the United States anymore. We're the divided state.
They're going to be like, man, this is a big ass mess to clean up. Like, where do I start? This is crazy.
But the allies, and Trump asked in NATO help with like the Europe, I think, with sanctions against Iran. NATO might, they're going to turn their backs against the United States too. You watch.
They already started, and let me tell you what everybody's missing out on. Need to be paying attention to that little fat Chinese one over there, that Japan one or Japanese one over there, getting impatient, right? This
Japanese.
Is smoking food. Yeah, he's sitting over there talking about he not waiting on Trump no more. Yeah, he's not waiting on Trump no more. They're on board with their nuclear.
She called that man every damn Asian she could think of.
Right. I can always get his country messed up. I said Chinese, Japanese, wherever he's from, he over there tripping. And ain't nobody paying attention to his ass. He needs some attention. And he over here, talking about he going forward with his nuclear plan because Trump ain't really said they ain't got back with him.
Trump lied to all these world leaders, and now that they finally see what's going on.
Well, that's the one you need to be worried about because he'll send some shit. He already sent his shit right outside of Africa. I mean, outside of Alaska. He already sent his honey. He too close. He been too close to the United States with his little missiles and shit. He gonna accidentally, send some shit to the United States, and it's gonna be on and popping. We're gonna wind up being at war with a couple of countries at the same damn time.
Yeah, that's why whoever the next president is going to be, they're going to have to be extraordinary when it comes to world diplomacy. When it comes I would have to call Obama up and say, "Look here, man, can you come back just for 3 weeks? The first 3 weeks, because I'm being honest with you, I don't trust Joe Biden up there and doing that shit. He up there and can't remember shit. Got stories all fucked up. Nah, look here, man.
Well, you know, there's a new movement going on now.
You don't trust Biden?
I never trusted Biden. Biden's a dino. He's been a dino for the last 30 years.
At least he's got some damn sense. At least it's somebody that knows how to be a damn president.
He knows how to be a vice president.
Well,
put it this way. Let me help you out with something. When you go read Joe Biden's book that he put out 2 years ago. You'll see where they talked about how him and Obama got into it because Obama didn't have faith in him to become president and he wouldn't support him.
I heard Obama was not supporting him.
But they're still friends. They're still friends, but most people only know Joe Biden from him being vice president.
I will vote for Joe Biden before I vote. Who else we working with then?
Oh, I'm gonna vote for his monkey ass too. Let me tell you something.
Somebody brand new who don't know how nothing about being no president and all that is not what we need right now. We need somebody that's gonna come in there and I don't even know what to. Somebody that have an idea. Or at least been in the White House.
Well, look at it this way. We were in a situation where our treasury was in the hole. We were in the middle of four wars, technically. And a guy who didn't know shit about the White House came in and he left that motherfucker shining. with a gorgeous ass wife. So
this is true.
Are we ever going to get another one? No, because you know what he said? He said, it's not my job to be the smartest guy in the room. It's my job to surround myself with the smartest guys in the room.
That's why he's the smartest guy in the room.
And the point is, it's about building a team. And he didn't want to be a boss. He wanted to be a leader. And what a leader does is you surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. And you take all the points and you make the best decision as possible. Trump hates that. If you getting too much shine, you got to go. If the news is mentioning you more than me, you got to go. That's how Trump looks at it. If you
everybody
get more headlines than him.
All my New York, shout out to my New Yorkers, because everybody in New York knows Trump well and knows that he's a piece of, he's been a freaking, people in New York is like, what? President? He's a crook. He's been a crook.
Yeah.
You know? It's us other folks does not bring, we don't get the same news. We don't get to know what Trump is doing all the time unless it becomes national. And he wasn't doing other than crooked shit, he wasn't doing nothing that would become a national. So he had to go running around taunting the damn president. Talking about, he didn't say shit about Bush and his father,
hey.
but soon as Obama got there, because he's the president, because he's racist.
Well, here's another thing. There's another movement is going on that if y'all remember watching the people marching across the country for impeachment, there is another conservative movement I think it's called the Lincoln Project. This group was created by Kelly Conway's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're starting the movement there. I think these are Republicans, but there's like a new movement that they want Trump out there. They want him out of office too. They're tired of the same stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're part of the Never Trumpers movement. It's a movement that spurred from the Never Trumpers. Kellyanne Conway, Michael Conway, he's been like the face of it. And I've been seeing them for like the last 2 weeks. They've been popping up all over the place.
Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, that don't mean shit.
Sitting up there. Mm. So the husband is against him, and she's for him.
You know, as Bill Maher said, that has to be the craziest house ever.
I'm on the phone. I'll get with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I heard Donald Trump.
This is how I knew it was a problem. In one of his interviews, he was talking bad about her husband. I said, "Well, damn."
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. His name is George Conway, and yeah, he was responded. Trump went on a Twitter tirade a while back, and George Conway was responding tweet for tweet for tweet for tweet, and it got to the point where CNN and MSNBC was, you know, they asked Trump, we know how he comes to the lawn and the helicopters in the background. And he said, well, I'm not going to talk about Mr. Kellyanne Conway.
Right. I saw that.
I said, wow. I mean, I say sometimes Trump do not get at your neck, you know, but he's right. It's a growing movement. And if that movement really gave a shit and wants to do something, they need to primary this president. Put your money where your mouth is. There are three other Republicans running for president, but you don't hear about them because CNN, MSNBC, they're all a bunch of bullshitters. You want to find out who they are, go to C-SPAN. Go to Democracy Now. Go to the Young Turks. Like, you can't just keep watching these networks because guess what? Their stuff is based off advertising. I give them a couple hours, and then I go watch the real reporters. I want a guy who's going to go talk to somebody and come back and tell me straight up what the hell's going on, not have to worry about a commercial break. Who's scared to say something because the commercial people are going to not report their commercials from the network? I love them, but guess what? I want real. I want the truth. I want some facts. I don't want no watered down bullshit. Like, it's so sad. Three other Republicans running. It's three other Republicans running. And
but they're
the
not
networks,
on,
I think. They're not even getting TV time. And then you got states who Trump is hitting up the Republican governors, and they're not even having primaries. So these dudes are coming together and they're suing. That's why the Lincoln Party needs to get in line. Y'all supposed to be for democracy. Get off your asses and start hauling these states to court so they can have some primaries. Make it fair. You think Trump going to be okay if he had a goddamn debate with these four guys? And all of them are governors and shit. These guys who know what they're doing. It's like out of the three, two of them are governors, and the other ones were like state officials, and they worked in government before, so they know what they're doing. So, all right, real quick, y'all, because we got like 4 minutes. I want to just throw two more stories out there for y'all to bite on real quick. Entertainment news. Method Man. Good brother got himself in some trouble. Well, actually, if you believe the bullshit. According to Wendy Williams, he didn't give her some dick back in 2006.
What's wrong with that?
And I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that. According to Wendy Williams, she slept with Method Man, and during a session of pillow talking, he claimed that he fucked his wife's doctor as well. And if you don't, Method Man's wife is going through she's been going through some health issues for years. And, you know, there's been a few bloggers who posted her picture, and Meth had to go. Meth came off social media multiple times because of stuff like this. But that's the latest news on him. And his response is that bitch lying.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know. I have heard Method Man. Don't get it twisted. Wendy Williams has been caught in multiple lies over the years. We can't believe everything Wendy Williams says just because her punk ass on TV. So it is many a times where people ran down on her and was going to be her big Chewbacca ass, and she had to publicly clean up her mess. So we can't believe everything Wendy Williams said.
I don't believe that at all.
Wendy Williams never lied. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, to be continued. For the Dallas Cowboy fans, you lost your coach. Little sports news. You lost your coach. Terrell Owens has come out saying fired, you know, dumped Dak Prescott for Tom Brady. So think about that.
Why? Why are they getting rid of Dak?
People ain't happy with Dak's performance. But not only that, Tom Brady's a free agent. So
Tom Brady old as hell.
Well, my Browns need a head coach too.
Huh?
Yeah, y'all need one.
Yeah. And Hakim, next season Cleveland comes to New Jersey, play your Giants next year. Might have to make a trip.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah.
Hello.
I know that's you know. All right, so we're down to a minute and 30 seconds. All right, I'm at the mute you, Darius.
Want
to hear your conversation?
Yep, we gotta mute you. We want to hear your conversation. We all on air.
Right.
Awesome. Hello.
Hello. You got chillin'? Yeah, I got chillin'. Bring them all around here.
Next week's show, we talking about sex trafficking. We gonna talk about it because it's really getting out of control. We gonna really talk about how these kids is these little girls are being kidnapped and all these different stories. So we gonna touch on that a little bit next week. And so we appreciate y'all listening. HubNet Online Radio 2020. We are up in here yet again. We are relentless, going at it hard once again. Thanks to the great Hakim Nuba. I appreciate you, brother.
Same here.
My producer and manager. And we'll see y'all next week.
Peace, y'all.